This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 9, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, improved boat access is not all that would be in store if the Bass River were dredged. Beverly City officials said deepening the river could also lead to strides in economic development, especially for commercial boaters working in the area and property owners looking for a boost in value. A meeting is set to take place at City Hall in Beverly at 4:30 p.m. Thursday to talk about dredging in Beverly and other North Shore communities. Jay Ash, Secretary of Housing and Economic Development, along with officials from the State Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, plan to discuss the efforts. This session is one of two. There was one last week in Plymouth that focused on the South Shore. The state is attempting to get a handle on and learn about potential dredging needs of the communities, according to city planner Aaron Clausen. He said the state is eyeing assistance and funding for these projects. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, True North Ales aims to be another landmark for craft beer on the North Shore, this time in Ipswich. Owner Gary Rogers says that they don't want to just be a place for beer geeks and barflies. They'd like to see families come and enjoy the brewery as long as it's not 16-year-olds trying to sneak a drink in. On Tuesday, the facility was an active construction zone. Overhead piping and connections still have to be installed over the tanks on the production floor while various rooms are empty shells. Rogers, the principal owner in the new brewery with his son Jake, said the project saw several delays in construction. They had hoped to be open already, but most of the major work is complete. More on this story written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. Gayla Cawley writes on itemlive.com, Marblehead police are investigating another anti-Semitic incident in town. A swastika, the emblem of the Nazi party, was found drawn in the dirt of the softball field at Marblehead High School on Monday morning. A woman was walking her dog when she saw the graffiti on the field and alerted police shortly after 10:30 a.m. Police Chief Robert Piccarello is quoted as saying, "We think it hadn't been there very long. It was removed immediately." Piccarello said the symbol wasn't easy to see unless someone was at the correct angle, and police think it had only been there for a few hours. A different graphic image was also drawn into the dirt. The swastika was found a little over a month after town residents and officials rallied at Riverhead Beach to protest a rash of anti-Semitic graffiti discovered on a harbor causeway wall off Ocean Avenue. On Friday, June 30, the 4th of July weekend, police found the graffiti, which the department said considered of racially offensive, anti-Semitic, and extremely disturbing language. It ran over a large portion of the wall. Similarly, offensive graffiti was discovered in a remote section of Seaside Park. Marblehead Town Administrator John McGinn said he and the town condemned Monday's incident at the high school, as it has done in the past with similar anti-Semitic occurrences. He said it's disappointing, and the police are investigating the incident. More on this story written by Gayla Colley in today's itemlive.com. Mary Marcos writes, in the Gloucester Times, it will cost almost $500,000 more dollars than an estimated previously to repair a Rockport icon that has served as a beacon to Cape Ann mariners for centuries. The Save Our Steeple campaign has been launched in an attempt to raise $200,000 still needed to fund the reconstruction of the first congregation church's steeple, known as the Old Sloop. This is in Rockport. The tower houses the town clock and its bell, and can normally be heard throughout Sandy Bay. However, the clock has been silent since it was taken down in March. The campaign seeks to raise money from Rockport residents and friends of the Old Sloop to ring a new bell in the tower once again. The total projected costs have grown to $720,000, $460,000 more than the original estimate for repair of the steeple. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.